Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
We're back. Oh, you dropped them. You can ask me to read those. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz that you've been waiting for right now, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Before we can do that, we have to know who can. Yes. Who can and cannot participate in that quiz. To do that, we have...
Nancy Oval.
Are you from around here?
Menominee, Wisconsin. The four disclaimers. Number one, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, thank God for the Boilermakers. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Beautiful job. Thank you, dear. Keep that. We'll see you. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. A chance for you to win. Fab. All right, you're convenient. You're right here. Come on, sure. What the heck? Okay, and you yip. You're yipping a lot.
Yep.
You're a yipper.
Yep, too.
Oh, you're a yipper and a yupper.
Yupper.
So are you, where are you from? You're not a yupper, are you? That'd be too much.
No. I've been there, though. Yeah. I've skied there. Yeah. I'm originally from Darlington, Wisconsin.
From Darlington. Beautiful Darlington. And your name is?
Margaret.
Margo?
Margaret.
Margaret. Okay, Margaret, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I went to physical therapy school with your wife, Sandy.
Oh, no. Give me a good reason now.
Because...
All right, that's good enough. Well, come on up. Physical therapist. Have a seat there. Oh, yeah. Okay, there. All right, I'll tell her I saw you.
Okay.
How's that? Okay.
Maybe she's listening. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. No, she doesn't listen anymore. I'm not sure why that is. Other things to do. I'm sure she's busy. She has her own thing. And are you doing physical therapy these days?
I am.
Yeah?
Yes.
Where are you at?
I'm right here.
Yeah.
Right now.
But I know that.
I practice physical therapy in Platteville.
Yeah. Oh, in Platteville. You do?
Yeah.
So mixed results there. at the former Gunderson Lutheran?
No, there is no such thing as that in Platteville. I have my own clinic, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, it's near Platteville, isn't it? Lutheran? Gunderson Lutheran?
I think that's La Crosse, maybe.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a couple hours away to the north.
All right, that's good. And for kicks, what do you like to do, Margaret?
Oh, boy.
Dabble. Are you a dancer?
Well, only when I have to be. But no, I'm a musician.
When someone is shooting
a
gun at your feet,
yes, then I dance. Yes. Yeah, very willingly. I play the oboe.
You do. See,
I do some stuff in theater.
Did you bring your oboe with you by any chance?
It could be in the car because I sort of keep a lot of stuff in the car.
Yeah, can you fit an oboe in the trunk? Probably not. Huh?
I can fit an oboe under my left arm.
And drive at the same time.
But I haven't tried playing and driving at the same time.
Do you know about this quiz, Margaret? Are you familiar with it?
I've heard it
okay.
a few times.
All right. So someone out there plays along with you,
uh-huh.
and they have to answer a qualifying question, then it's cooperative. You can't hardly lose under these circumstances.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, no
I'm
one
looking
has ever
forward to
lost
winning.
Them. Well, a couple people have lost. If they annoy me, they lose. But that's it's rare when that happens. How can they get involved in this, Sarah?
Well, people at home who want to play the quiz, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. And answer this qualifying question.
Okay, if you're watching a sporting event with others on TV, what is the single most important factor in going there? For example, is it the nachos? Is it the other people? Is it who's playing? Is it who's there? Who else is going to be there? We want to know the single most important factor when you're going to the refreshments. Single most important factor when you're going to watch a game, big game, at somebody's place or wherever. Okay, here we go. Elizabeth's on the line from Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hey, Elizabeth. Oh, that book just fell.
Hi.
That's okay. That's right.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Elizabeth, you're going to watch a sporting event on a TV somewhere, and what's the most important factor? Is it the size of the TV, the nachos, the refreshments, the other people there? What?
It's the food, of course.
The nachos?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. That's Woo-hoo! It, number one, food and refreshment is the deciding factor. Congratulations. Elizabeth.
Yay!
Elizabeth, this is Margaret. She's your cohort here.
Huh? Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Margaret.
You guys want to chat for a while?
I'm glad you won. My sister's name is Elizabeth.
Okay.
It was meant to be.
Yes.
Okay. The two of you work together. You're a team, okay, Elizabeth?
Okay.
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 We have various categories such as these.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
Well, Elizabeth, what'd you pick first one? What would you like?
Oh, how about things you should have learned in school?
All right, that works for me. There are 5 basic tastes, but how many basic smells? 6, 10, or dozens, if not scores? Basic spells, types
Margaret?
Of smells.
Should we go somewhere in the middle, perhaps?
What would that be, 10?
I think that's a great choice.
So yeah. You're saying 10?
I think we're going to go with 10.
10 basic smells? Elizabeth, okay with you?
10 sounds great.
Yes, 10 Woo-hoo! Basic smells.
Yay, Elizabeth!
Woody, sweet, bad, good, disturbing, can't place, Vaseline, gasoline, and mimeograph.
Did you say disturbing?
Disturbing smells.
Oh, can't place. That's 1 right and 0 wrong.
Okay. What's
the categories left are current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Margaret?
Oh, let's go with odds and ends. What do you think?
Odds and ends. Okay.
Odds and ends it is.
What is the current thinking on testicle size and nurturing fathers?
Oh, I heard this.
It's been all over the place.
I heard this. I think the smaller the better. The smaller the
finally
gonads, the better the dad. I'm pretty sure I heard this recently on some random news.
All right, that's enough of that. Elizabeth, you go along with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Woohoo!
Yes, I'm going to qualify right on that one.
That's 2 right and 0 wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, or science.
All right, Elizabeth, back to you.
Science.
Yay. It is. All right, unintended consequence for mice suffering with toxoplasmosis. Is it a revulsion for cheese? Absolutely no fear of cats, or they lose interest in scampering. Mice with toxoplasmosis. It's an infection.
I think it's the cheese. What do you say, Margaret?
One possibility.
That's one possibility. I think we should probably go somewhere else because that was just a possibility.
Why are you looking at me so intensely? I can't remember the last time a woman looked at me like that with intensity.
Mice like to scamper, and maybe toxoplasmosis might make them tired.
Okay. Then there's the fear of cats in that middle category.
Yeah. But, you know, mice usually are afraid of cats, but I think... They
are afraid of cats.
They get toxoplasmosis from cat litter, right? So maybe they're not afraid of
that
cats
happen?
Anymore.
How'd that happen? But so you're saying that could be...
I think it's the cat one.
So you're saying
I think you're right.
Fear of cats?
Yeah, fear of
That's
cats
That's it. They
away.
Have absolutely no
Yay!
Fear of cats. Simply from eating their litter. What an amazing thing nature is. Well, holy cow, they've won,
They
Sarah.
Have, in fact, won. That's right.
Should they quit here and go home?
Well, that's up to them, but if they risk it all, they could, in fact, win the mother load.
Hey, let's go for the mother load.
Well, what is the mother load, though, Sarah?
The mother load is a whole whack of great prizes.
A whole whack.
That's
yeah.
a lot, then, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, but if you're saying there's one more question.
There's one more question.
And if they get it right, they win the whole whack.
Correct.
And if they get it wrong,
they win nothing.
They lose it.
I think we should go for the whole whack. What do you think, Elizabeth?
What do you think, Elizabeth?
All or nothing, absolutely.
All or nothing Woo-hoo! At all. Another great song, by the way. All right, so this is the questionnaire will decide it, and let's just see what it is here.
Wait a minute, don't they have to choose a category?
Yes,
first?
Choose a category,
yeah,
that's right. That's right. I don't do that. I guess, Margaret, it's your turn to choose.
The categories to choose from are current events, people, or places.
How about current events?
Okay.
I like current events.
Okay.
I hope it's about pirates.
Always a mistake, current events, but go ahead. One of the following is protected by the First Amendment. Is it the tweet or the retweet? Is it the Facebook like or is it the Facebook poke?
Oh.
Protected by the First Amendment. if you've been listening closely to Elizabeth, the monologue, which is unusual, frankly.
This answer was given away earlier in the show, Elizabeth. Yeah. It's the Facebook. It's the Facebook
like. You know,
like.
I tell you the truth. I think you're right.
I think so too. I think everyone here thinks I'm right.
everywhere thinks you're right. Is the feeling I get.
Yeah. So, what do you think, Elizabeth?
Facebook like.
I agree with you.
That's right. Protected by the First Amendment. And the Lucky No Quiz. Holy cow, they've won it all, the whole whack.
They will. Margaret, you'll wake up a fine fall appetite bicycling along the Capital City Bike Trail from Fitchburg on September 29th, refueling at several stations along the way and ending with a splendid brunch at Veranda Restaurant and Wine Bar from Madison Magazine's Festival of Foods. Then find out why you love some foods and hate others in Barb Stuckey's Taste, Surprising Stories and Science About Why Food Tastes Good, and a Tria paperback from Simon & Schuster. Grow your very own little garden of horrors using Peter D'Amato's Savage Garden, Cultivating Carnivorous Plants from 10 Speed Press, and embrace new culinary adventures with David George Gordon's Eat a Bug cookbook, with 40 ways to cook crickets, grasshoppers, ants, water bugs, spiders, centipedes, and their kin, also from 10 Speed Press. Elizabeth, make every day as much fun as being in the What Do You Know audience with a cup of Stephen Brew's breakfast blend, and sail through the afternoon with a rich and smooth Costa Rican terasu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee, which is coffee done right. Then show your appreciation for the good life along the Mississippi Gulf Coast wearing a t-shirt from the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino Biloxi. Exercise your imagination with a Create Your Own Women's Room magnet set from Richfield Historical Society. Enjoy the sweet sound of Don Lang's Same River Twice on the CD from Rounder Records. And find out what percentage of people prefer sleep to sex in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books.
Oh,
congratulations to you both.
Congratulations. I'll say a little Sandy for you. Thank you for that. Okay, I'll need that later. Elizabeth, hang on. Make sure you get all that stuff. Thanks for playing. Congratulations.